public telegrams between Japan and Hong Kong will be accepted from the 1st of February. Communications between Japan and Hong Kong heretofore based upon the foreign telegram system, accepting telegrams in European languages only, will hitherto accept telegrams in Japanese and Chinese languages. Somewhere in Malay, Sir Ibrahim, Sultan of the state of Johor, as well as all members of the royal families in Johor, who have been taking refuge in Kluang from British persecution, were rescued by Japanese troops Wednesday. With Sir Ibrahim under Japanese protection, the imperial troops have saved all sultans of the federated as well as the unfederated states, who are now cooperating wholeheartedly with the Japanese forces in rehabilitation work in their respective states. Bangkok. The Thai government, Thursday afternoon, convoked an extraordinary session of the Diet and unanimously approved a wartime budget amounting to 219 million baht in order to deal properly with the situation following the declaration of war on Britain and the United States. The Diet also formally approved the declaration of war on Britain and the United States. Vichy. A heavy broadside was fired by Sir Alfred Ernie Montachete Chatfield, First Sea Lord and former British Chief of the Naval Staff, against Prime Minister Winston Churchill on Wednesday in the House of Lords for the lack of responsibility for the British naval reversals, according to an Avas report from London. Citing the loss of the Prince of Wales and the repulse, Sir Chatfield arraigned the political leaders for their rash act in dispatching these battleships to the Southern Pacific for purely political reasons, when under the existing critical situation, these battleships should have not been sent. Lisbon. Owing to imminent arrival of Japanese forces, the government authorities in Singapore have ordered the evacuation by noon Thursday of all civilians from the north of the island facing Johor. It was learned in Lisbon Thursday from Singapore. Meanwhile, dispatches from the same source revealed that Japanese warplanes attacked Singapore for four consecutive times Wednesday, and repeated to fierce air raids Thursday morning over vital establishments throughout the island. Major General Gordon Bennett, commander of the Australian forces in Malaya and Singapore, is said to have reported from the front lines that Japanese warplanes were creating havoc over British lines in South Johor. Japanese naval air units on Thursday pierced a heavy barrage of anti-aircraft fire to rain destruction upon the seaplane and airbase on Singapore Island at Seletar Airfield. The raids made direct hits on hangars and other military establishments, causing huge fires in several parts of the airfield. Not a single enemy plane challenged the Japanese, while all the Navy bombers returned to their base without a single mishap. At a certain war base, braving the inclement weather at 5 p.m. Thursday, Japanese army planes conducted an air raid upon an airfield in Rangoon, when they engaged some 20 enemy fighters and brought down five of them. The main force of the Japanese army in Malaya has reached a point within the radius of 40 miles of Singapore. Reports reaching here from the Malayan front indicated Thursday. The western tip of the fan-shaped line that extends from coast to coast caught up to the enemy at Bennett, 38 miles from the Singapore Causeway at noon Tuesday. Indications point to a general retreat all along the line for the British. The Japanese forces, which conducted their first attack upon Kulai, enemy strategic point in the northern part of Johor, are now pressing hard on the enemy position at Kulai. The enemy forces putting up obstinate resistance on the first line of defense were revealed to have been the Indian soldiers, while the Australian troops are supervising them from behind. Lisbon. The British Admiralty announced on Thursday that the 7,988-ton merchant vessel Lady Hawkins was torpedoed and sunk off the Canadian coast with a loss of 250 passengers, a report from London stated.